People from the Madison-based firm Interworks have taught Pakistanis how to find safe places for refugee camps. They've told humanitarian workers in Afghanistan what people's minimum survival needs are after war and disasters. And according to co-founder Paul Thompson, they trained a Palestinian organization in crisis management.
Which is a bit surprising. One would think that Palestinians could train Americans in crisis management. Nevertheless, they asked us to give them some specific hands-on professional skills in being able to deal with the crises that they encounter from day to day.
Interworks also helped rebuild Kosovo in 1999. Last year, the U.S. government asked Interworks to join a humanitarian team ready to help out after a war in Iraq. The group said no then, but it did conduct a disaster relief workshop in Iraq a few months ago, and it often trains USAID workers, some of whom will go there. And now that the war is over, Thompson wouldn't be surprised if he got a call from the United Nations. After all, he says there's a lot of relief and reconstruction work that needs to be done now, and he thinks the UN will be a central player, even though the Bush administration doesn't want it to have a major role in the reconstruction effort.
I think the international pressure will win out, and there will be recognition by Washington that the UN does require legitimately a greater role in the reconstruction of Iraq.
If that does happen and Interworks is asked to help, Thompson and his colleagues will plan on a trip to the desert. Benson Gardner, Wisconsin Public Radio.